Sahib Kalam Pagetayim Mishnah Dalit, her reminding Shamru, Sloisha Chuzim Zebizah. That which we had in the first mission of this parak, that Klei Bali Bach and Shiurim be reminding him, meaning to say, that a Klei that is owned by a Balabai, if it has a hole the size of a Rima, it's no longer Makabal to. Mishnah explains, what does it mean that it has a hole the size of a Rima? That if you put a cluster of three Rima into the basket, they would fall out one after the other. Now, in order for three Rima to fall out one after the other when they're in a cluster, you need a larger hole than for just one Rima to fall through it. So therefore, this is a Chumrah that only if the hole is large enough that three Rima in a cluster would fall out one after the other, would it no longer be considered a Kli and not be Makabal Tumma. Somebody has a nafa or a chvara, two different types of seeds. The dinit, that if it has all the size of a rimon, it's no longer makabel tumah. But you don't need a very large hall. As long as the hall is big enough, that if you put a rimon in the nafa or a chvara, and you picked it up and moved it, that the rimon would fall through it. In such a case, it's no longer makabel tumah. And even though the hall is not large enough, that if you did not move the nafar akhbar, the rima would not fall through the hole. And only by moving the nafar akhbar and by shaking the rima, did the rima fall through the hole. Even so, it's no longer makabel tumah. Uvakupa kitei sheyashal lachar. And a basket that has a hole the size of a rima, even if the hole is not that large, that the rima would only fall through it. If you picked up the basket and threw it over your back, by moving the basket in such a way, the rima is pushed through the hole, that hole would be considered large enough that it's no longer considered a clay and is not makabel to. Usharko akela sheni echol makabel remind him kigan arayva v'chati arayva hakanayim haktanim shiuram beruban dibri rabbi meir. Other kelim that are not big enough in the first place to hold remind him. For example, a rayva, a clay that holds a quarter of a cup, or a chati rayva, a clay that holds half of a rayva, an eighth of a cup, or a small basket that are rounded on the bottom. These kelim do not hold the rimon in the first place. So what's the size of a hole that punctured into the bottom that the kli would no longer be makabel tumah? So Rabbi Meir says, the shear is beruban. If most of the bottom has been punctured out, in such a case, even though the hole is less than a rimon, since rova the bottom is no longer there, it's no longer considered a kli, and it's not makabel tumah. Rabbi Shimon Aimer is asim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says the size of a hole that's punctured in the bottom so that the kli is no longer makabel tumah is the size of a kezayis, if the hole is big enough so that a zayis falls through the hole, it's no longer considered a clay and it's not makabel tumah. Nifritzu shiurim b'zayis. Until now we were talking about where the hole is punctured in the bottom of the clay. Such a case, if it's a large clay, then a hole the size of a rimon would make it so that the clay is no longer makabel tumah. If it's a smaller clay, then a hole the size of a kezayis, according to Rabbi Shimon, or if over the bottom was punctured out, according to Rabbi Meir, at that point, it would no longer be considered a kli. But now the Mishnah is talking about where the hole is punctured into the side of the kli. In such a case, the shear is different. The Mishnah tells us the shear is a kezayis. If a hole the side of the kezayis is punctured into the side of a kli, it no longer would be makabel tumah. Even a large kli, where only a hole the side of a rima that is punctured in the bottom would make it that the kli is not makabel tumah. That's only if it's punctured in the bottom. But if it's punctured into the side of the kli, then even a hole the side of the kezayis would make it that the kli is no longer makabel tumah. Nigmamu shiuran b'mashahim. Now, if there was no hole punctured in the kli, just the top of the kli broke off. In such a case, the shear is b'mashahim. Even if the kli only holds a little bit after the top of the kli was chipped off, it's still makabel tumah. And since the kli is intact, no hole is punctured in it, just the sides of the kli on the top were broken off, in such a case, it's still considered a kli as long as it holds even the smallest amount. Sadat kelem pei dizayim mishnahei harimah shamru lo katam lo gadol. We had in the first mission of this parak that clay bali bakim, as soon as a hole is punctured in it, the size of a rima and a pomegranate, it's no longer makabel tumah. But what type of pomegranate? As there are larger size pomegranates and smaller size pomegranates. So the mission tells us the pomegranate that we're referring to is not a small size pomegranate nor a big size pomegranate. Instead, we're referring to a medium size pomegranate. If a hole is punctured the size of a medium size pomegranate, the clay is no longer makabel tumah. So lama hisku rimoni bakim. As far as what was Rimoni Bada mentioned in the Beit HaMedrash, as far as a certain din, it was mentioned Beit HaMedrash pomegranates that came from Bada. These are very large-sized pomegranates. Now, obviously, they weren't referring to the din of Klei Bali Batim, as we just said, that Klei Bali Batim, if a hole is punctured the size of a medium-sized pomegranate, it's no longer makabel tumah. And Rimoni Bada are not medium-sized pomegranates, they're large-sized pomegranates. So what thing were they referring to the base medrash when they mentioned Rimoni Banim? The Mishnah answers, she hey makachim kol shehain divrei Rabbi Meir. They were referring to the din of Orlo Klai Karim according to Rabbi Meir. Now the din is that a pre or a yerek of Orlo Klai Karim that got mixed up with other pairs of Yerukos, there have to be 200 of the other pairs of Yerukos. Can I get the Orlo Klai Karim in order for the Orlo Klai Karim to be possible? If the Orlo or Klai Karim is more than 1/200 of the entire Teruvah's entire mixture, then the entire mixture has the din of Orlo Klai Karim. That's called Kiddush. That the Orlo Klai Karim that is uttered by Anah is Mekadesh and offers the entire Teruvah's if we don't have 200 of pairs of Yerukos that are Mutter, Kineged, the one part of Orlo Klai Karim that is uttered. And Rabbi Meir holds that we may need Bada that is Orlo. If you have a pomegranate from Bada, a very large sized pomegranate, and it is Orlo, if it gets mixed up with pairs that are Mutter, we don't know which one is Rimoni Bada that is uttered. The entire Terubos is Asur, even if the Rimoni Badin that is Asur is less than 1/200 of the entire mixture. The reason being that the pomegranates from Badin are very large and very chasha, very prominent type fruit. So since they are chasha, the Rabbanim were geyser that they are Makanesh and they Asur if they get mixed up with other fruits or Heter, even though there's more than 200 fruit of Heter connected to Rimoni Badin that is Orla and is Asur. So that's what they were talking about when they mentioned Rimoni Badin, that Rimoni Badin, these very chasher pomegranates, if it's Orla and gets mixed up with fruit shall Heter, then the entire Terubos is Asur, even though there are 200 parts of Heter connected to one part of Isur, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri Omer, the Shire Behemoth Akil. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri disagrees with Rabbi Meir. He holds that Rimoni Badin were mentioned in the base matter regarding our din of a hall that was punched in the Klesha Balabatim, that according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, that hall has to be the size of Rimoni Badin in order that the Kli would no longer be Makabo Tuma. But as far as Orla and Klai Karim, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Rimoni Badin are not that Hashub, and therefore would be Batal in 200 parts or Heter. According to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, only food that is darker limanos that we count them when we sell them are considered Hashub enough that they would not be Batal in 200 parts of Heter. But Rimoni Badin are not sold by number, they're sold by weight, so therefore they are Batal in 200 parts of Heter. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lekachu Lekach Huskaru Nishaya Behenes Hakelim V'yiv Mekachim Kolshen. Rabbi Akiva Ho, the Rimoni Badin were mentioned in the base matters. As far as both of these teams, as far as the Mishaya Kalim, that a hall that is punctured in the Klesha Balabatim has to be the size of Rimoni Badin in order that the Kli would no longer be Makabal Tumim. And it's also mentioned as far as the din of Orla and Klai Karim to be Makadesh, a mixture of pairs that it fell into, that Rimoni Badin is considered Chashuv enough that even if it falls in 200 parts of Heter, it would not be bottled. Amar Rabbi Yosi lohuskuru Rimoni Badin b'chaser gabe elashiyu mit'ashrim badei b'chomok. Rabbi Yosi said, Rimoni Badin hatire gabe leaks that come from a place called Geba. The Rimonim and the Hatirim were not mentioned as far as the two dinim that we're referring to until now. The din of all that is punctured in the Klesha Balabatim and the din of Orla and Klai Karim got mixed up with other perishable Heter. As Rabbi Yosi holds, that a hall that is punctured in the Klesha Balabatim does not have to be the size of Rimoni Badin in order that the Klesha no longer be Makabal Tumah. And he also holds that Rimoni Badin is not that chashuv and therefore would be batal in 200 parts of Heter. Instead, Rimoni Badin and leeks that come from a place called Geba were mentioned as far as a different thing, which is that any time you buy Rimoni Badin and Hatirim from a place called Geba, you have to take off Maiser Vadai. Meaning to say, it doesn't have a din of Zaman as Allah is. But if you buy pears or yerukos from an Amma art, from an ignorant person who might not know the din of Maiser, then you have to be Ma'aser where you buy from him, Meis Safek. It's a Safek whether you took off Maiser. So therefore, you're Ma'aser Meis Safek. So since you're only taking off the Maiser Meis Safek, you're allowed to keep the Maiser Rishon for yourself. But if you buy Rimoni from a place called Badin, or Chatzir and Leek from a place called Geba, you can be rest assured that the Maiser would not take from it at all. Therefore, when you take off Maiser yourself, it's not a suffix, it's a vada, you have to give the Maiser Rishon to the lady. And these two places, Badin and Geba, were places that Kusim lived in. And Kusim, even though they took off Maiser when they ate the pears themselves, but they didn't care about the Isra of Lufnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechsho, that you should not put a stumbling block in front of an Iver, a blind person. That you should not cause somebody else to do an Isra. They weren't worried about that, so therefore they didn't care if somebody else did an Isra because they did not take off Maiser. So when they saw their Rimoni and their Chatzir, they didn't bother taking off Maiser. They could care less if somebody else would eat it, even though Maiser was not taken off. So therefore, since the Rimoni Badin and Chatzir together came from places where Kusum lived, we know for sure the mice would not have taken off from them, and we would have to take off mice or vadai ourselves.